Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something every NSW Strata Committee member needs to get their head around, the Capital Works Fund and the 10-year plan behind it. The article is called The Capital Works Fund and 10-Year Plan, What NSW Committees Must Budget For.
And honestly, this is one of those topics that sounds dry until the day you're hit with a surprise levy and suddenly wish someone had explained it years earlier.
Exactly. So let's start with the basics. A strata scheme runs on two funds. There's the administrative fund, which covers the everyday costs: cleaning, insurance, gardening, electricity for common areas, minor repairs.
The stuff you'd expect. Recurring, predictable costs.
Right. Then there's the capital works fund. That one's for the big, infrequent jobs. Replacing the roof, repainting the whole building, upgrading the lift, resurfacing the driveway.
Things that don't happen every year, but when they do, they're expensive.
Very expensive. And the whole point of the Capital Works Fund is that the money is already there when the bill arrives, rather than scrambling to find it.
Now, some people might know this as the sinking fund. Is that the same thing?
It is. The Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 changed the name to Capital Works Fund. Same concept, just the current terminology. So if an older owner refers to the sinking fund, they mean exactly the same thing.
Good to know. So what is this 10-year plan about?
That's the planning piece. Setting money aside is only useful if you know how much you'll need and when. So the idea is you look ahead at the major works the building will need over the coming years, estimate roughly when each job will be due and what it will cost, then work backwards to a steady contribution level that builds the fund up in time.
So it's not just putting some money away and hoping for the best?
Not at all. A scheme that plans well collects a manageable amount each year. A scheme that doesn't plan ends up reacting to crises. And the article is pretty clear on what causes those crises.
The special levy situation.
That's the one. Here's how it plays out. The committee keeps levies low to keep owners happy. The fund stays thin. Years go by with no obvious problem. Then the roof fails. The quote comes in at a large number, and there's nowhere near enough in the fund to cover it.
So the owners' corporation has to raise a special levy, a one-off charge on every owner to cover the shortfall.
And they're unpopular. They can land at a bad time. They hit some owners hard. The article makes the point that the money would have been far less painful collected steadily over the years.
Which is true. Spread the cost over years and it's manageable. A lump sum out of nowhere is a very different story.
Exactly. So what should committees actually be budgeting for? The article breaks it into categories. Major structural items first. The roof, external walls, waterproofing, the building envelope.
The bones of the building.
Then building services, lifts, common area electrical and plumbing, fire safety systems.
All the things that keep the building running and compliant.
Then aesthetic and protective works, full repainting, driveway and path resurfacing, common area flooring, and shared amenities, fences, gates, pools, gardens, any common equipment the scheme owns.
It's a long list. And how actually sets the contribution level?
The committee recommends it, and the owner's corporation approves it through the budget, usually at the AGM. So it's not a committee decision in isolation.
There's also a link to insurance in the article, isn't there?
There is. Budgeting for major works sits alongside making sure the scheme is properly insured for the cost of rebuilding. The article frames both as being about financial readiness for the worst day. Two different obligations, same underlying logic.
And getting either one wrong leaves the scheme very exposed.
It does. One thing worth flagging. The article notes the precise contribution rules, planning requirements and timeframes can change and can depend on your specific scheme. So confirm the current position with NSW Fair Trading or your Strata Managing Agent, rather than relying on general guidance alone.
Good point. So what's the single thing a listener should do next?
If you're on a Strata committee, look at your Capital Works Fund balance. Understand what the building will need over the next 10 years. If the planning hasn't been done, that's where to start.
And if you want to build the knowledge to do it properly?
Archer Institute's Strata Members CPD course covers the funds, the planning obligation, and good financial governance for committees, in plain English. It's online and self-paced, built for the volunteers who run NSW schemes. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog, and for more about the training, call 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised, with real Australian-based support.
Worth it for any committee member who wants to get this right.